This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com.
Last message, I was talking about Jabez and how his mother called him sorrow or pain. Today, I want to mention another woman in the Bible that gave a terrible name to her son. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 20, it says, as she was dying, the women attending her said, "Don't despair, you have given birth to a son." But she did not respond or pay any attention. She named the boy Ichabod, saying, "The glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the Ark of God and the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband." This is an act of desperation. This woman named the son Ichabod, which means the glory has departed. This woman named her future because of what was happening. She could have named him "The glory will return." But instead of "The glory is gone," she named her son her future in function of the present circumstances of her life. If you want to live a life of victory, don't ever name your future by the present situation, by the present things. Let me tell you how to name your future. First, I want to tell you that you are blessed. You are prosperous. I want to tell you also that you'll be long-lived and healthy, that you are more than conqueror through Christ Jesus, that you are successful and victorious. To be blessed means to be favored by God. A blunder is a particular bad mistake. We need to choose either blessing or blunder. We need to live and learn. Look at history so we will not repeat the same examples. God wants really to bless us, and as we read the Word of God, we need to be thankful. I'm thankful because the taxes I pay, because it means that I'm employed. I'm blessed and thankful for the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means that I have enough to eat. I'm thankful because my shadow, who watches me at work, because it means that I'm out in the sunshine. I'm thankful because the lawn needs mowing, windows that need cleaning, and gutters that need fixing, because this means that I have a home. I'm thankful for the stop I find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means I'm capable of walking. I'm thankful for my huge heating bill, because it means that I'm warm. I'm thankful for all the complaining I hear about our government, because it means that we have freedom of speech. I'm thankful for the lady behind me in church who sings out of key, because it means that I can hear. I'm so thankful for the piles of laundry and ironing, because it means my loved ones are nearby. I'm thankful for the alarm that goes off in the early morning hours, because it means that I'm alive. I'm thankful for weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day, because it means that I've been productive. We need to be thankful. The way out of a life is to be grateful to God. Don't be like the woman that named her son Ichabod and compromise the future by having the wrong attitude. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, "These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warning for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come. So if you think that you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it." God is faithful, and He wants to give you a life of victory. Choose today to be thankful to God and start the day and the new season in your life with an attitude of gratitude. This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Check us online at littledevotional.com and learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.